Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Police are trying to piece together what happened this morning in an apartment in Queens Village. That's where a man was found dead, and three of his relatives are now hospitalized. Our Sonia Rincon has more in this live report.
Yeah, Larry, the NYPD says it is questioning a man in his 30s suspected of stabbing his father to death, and they're looking into what left three of his other family members unconscious in their apartment. Police found the man rambling incoherently in the hallway of the apartment building here on Hempstead Avenue after a neighbor called the police at around 6:30 this morning reporting an emotionally disturbed person. They went inside the man's apartment, found the body of his 72-year-old father and his brother, sister-in-law, and mother all unconscious together on a mattress. Now, they investigated this first as a possible carbon monoxide incident, but they say it wasn't. There was none detected in the air. These three people are in the hospital now, expected to recover, and there is testing being done to determine whether or not they were poisoned. But again, they are recovering, and police are questioning that man in his 30s. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds, live in Queens Village.
New Jersey Attorney General Gurbir Graywall has announced that New Jersey has joined New York, New York City, Connecticut, Delaware, and Massachusetts in a lawsuit against the federal EPA. He says the agency failed to act on harmful ozone pollution from other states, threatening the health of residents and making it more difficult for New Jersey and other states to meet federal air quality standards. New York's Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against the New York City Police Department. The lawsuit stems from last summer's Black Lives Matter protests, and it seeks to install a federal monitor to oversee the NYPD. A formal announcement of this lawsuit from Attorney General Tish James is expected next hour. She will say that her office found widespread civil rights abuses by police against protesters. The assault on the U.S. Capitol last week wasn't the end of insurrection in America and may have been just the beginning. That's the worry of federal law enforcement. Correspondent Pierre Thomas says the immediate worry is what might happen through next Wednesday when Joe Biden will be sworn in as the next president of the United States.
Along with D.C., of most concern, state houses in Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The FBI also warning that right-wing radicals see the January 6th Capitol assault as a success. And now different groups are coordinating. ABC News has learned that the FBI is tracking two men who were part of last week's Capitol mob, who are allegedly planning to come back for another attack on the nation's capital on Inauguration Day.
It's not just government buildings and officials who may be targeted. The intelligence bulletin says that radicals may come after racial and religious minorities, journalists, and members of the LGBTQ community. Federal law enforcement is said to be working to identify any suspected extremists who may pose a threat at the armed demonstrations planned for next week. President Trump is now under impeachment again, with less than a week left to go on his term in office. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has signaled there will not be a trial before Inauguration Day, so what happens between now and then with the president is unclear. More from correspondent Cecilia Vega. She says Mr. Trump has been talking about the possibilities with a small group of aides.
When it comes to resignation, the president asked questions of this group about resignations, but ultimately he decided this was a non-starter, and I'm told it's because he doesn't trust that Mike Pence would actually pardon him in that. He also had asked about the possibility of him showing up in person to testify in this Senate hearing. Aides talked him out of that.
The president is ultimately convicted. Soon-to-be Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there will be a vote on barring President Trump from ever running for office again. President-elect Biden has a problem. A Senate trial could get in the way of confirmation hearings for his cabinet nominees, and critical issues on his agenda, such as the pandemic. He's urging the Senate to conduct the trial and take on the other matters at the same time. More people are eligible for the COVID vaccine now, but scheduling an appointment to get a shot is proving to be a challenge. Governor Cuomo says it could take New Yorkers 14 weeks or more to get on the vaccination calendar. He says the state only gets 300,000 doses a week, and that must increase right away. The state opens another drive-through vaccination center today at Jones Beach. In New Jersey, the lower age limit to be eligible for a shot is now 65, just like New York, and it's 16 for those with certain medical conditions, including people who smoke. Some local workers who have a job are willing to walk off of it. These are workers at the Hunts Point Fruit and Vegetable Market. They're threatening to strike over a pay dispute. Members will vote on a strike authorization this weekend. Teamsters Local 202 wants a $1 an hour pay increase and a 60 cent per hour increase in health fund contributions. The raise offered by the market barely amounts to a dollar over 3 years. There's a new candidate for mayor of New York City. He's former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang. He made his first appearance at Morningside Park and took aim at Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo for their recent feuding over COVID-19 vaccination.
We need to break away from the politics of old. You know what I'm talking about? Where we are fighting over who is to blame and who failed to deliver, when in reality the people have been losing and it is tearing our city apart.
In a campaign video, Yang put forth an agenda that includes a guaranteed minimum income, bringing universal high-speed internet, starting a people's bank, and reopening New York City intelligently after the pandemic. Some changes at Costco. The retailer says it's closing its photo centers at all of its roughly 800 stores next month. That includes the ability to take passport photos, restore photos, and transfer home videos from VHS tapes to DVD or USB drives. Costco customers can still print photos via the company's website.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.